UN does not respond to allegations of double standards between parties in Cyprus. The UN did not explain why it tried to prevent the construction of a humanitarian road connecting the Pile and Yigitla villages in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, TRNC, but took no action against projects initiated by Greek Cypriots. An Anadolu reporter asked UN Associate Spokesperson Florencia Soto Nino about the response of the UN and the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, UNFISIP, to actions by the Greek Cypriot administration and the TRNC. During a news conference, the reporter cited occasions, including those in 1996, 2003, 2004, 2012, and 2020, when the Greek side carried out construction and military fortification and built a university in violation of the buffer zone. So the Turkish Ministry of Foreign Affairs basically states that some of these go through Turkish Cypriot property. And, also, what I have observed from my digging into the past is that the UN and the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus have not condemned nor intervened in any of the Greek Cypriot projects. It has merely noted them in various reports that were published. And the Turkish Cypriot side says that the latest project, which was halted by the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, is a humanitarian one, and it's vital for access. So, I would just basically like to know, how can you explain the clear difference of treatment to both sides, and isn't the UN and the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus obliged to treat both sides equally? Asked the reporter. Nino left the question unanswered and said she did not have all the files with her and that she had to look into more detail. Source: TRNC Public Information Office, Editor's Note. You can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. So the only fooled people are those making these stupid denial statements and supporting lies and deceit from those people that caused the Cyprus issue in the first place. It's time for the UN to admit to the truth of the Cyprus issue.